So our story today is going to focus on being thankful for what we have. And sometimes we think we want more cool things, more nice things, and we don't realize there are some children who don't have anything at all. And if they could have our throwaway old toys, they would have the biggest smile on their face. So keep that in mind as we watch our movie. Go ahead.
My name is Dania. I was born in the Middle East. I was raised in a Christian family. Growing up, my parents taught me Christian principles and shared with me the importance and power of prayer. They taught me that God can answer prayers regardless of our situation. It was not easy growing up in the Middle East as Christians. The majority of people there did not believe in Jesus and were not accepting of Christianity. But my parents were always there for me and supported me. We lived in severe poverty. I remember so many nights when I had to go to bed hungry. Everything I owned had been passed down to me from other people. I remember feeling like I was missing something, feeling like I did not have the same things that the other kids have. I told my mom, I wish I could have new things than the other children. I wish that I could have something that I could call my own. My mom encouraged me to pray. She said, Dania, I know your dad and I cannot provide for you, but ask God for anything. If he sees that it's good for you and you really need it, he will give it to you. So I began to pray every night before I went to bed. I asked the Lord to fulfill all my needs and to send me something that I could call my own. And at the same time, as a family, we prayed for a radio. We could not afford to buy a radio, but we wanted to be able to listen to the news and learn about what's going on in the world. One day, I went to my Sunday school class, and the teacher said, "Today you are going to get a gift." I remember the moment when they called the first child's name and pulled out a shoebox and handed it to the child. It was a beautifully wrapped box. Finally, my name was called, and it felt like my heart stopped. I was just shaking with excitement. The smile was all over my face. The joy was filling my heart. I wanted to open the gift right there, but my mom didn't want me to lose the shoebox items. So my brother and I ran home and we dashed up the stairs and rushed into our bare empty room. All four of us sat on the floor. As I opened the lid and looked inside the shoebox, I was just so shocked and surprised. Everything in my shoebox was brand new. At that moment, it hit me. We were experiencing the answer to our prayers. But inside the shoebox was another surprise for our family. My dad pulled the item all the way out of the box and held it in his hand for everyone to see. We were all shocked. What we found inside that box was a real radio. We knew God answered our prayers. For that shoebox to come specifically to our family to answer our specific prayer request, we knew that was only possible through the divine orchestration of our amazing God. He used a simple shoebox to not only answer my prayers, but the prayers of my entire family. Several years after I received my shoebox, it became very dangerous for us to live in a country because we were Christians. We had to flee and leave almost everything behind, including all my shoebox items. The memories and the joy are still with me, and they will forever be in my heart. Every time I speak about receiving my shoebox, the same excitement comes back to me. That gift planted great joy in my heart and allowed me to experience His love in a new way. So, I want to thank every one of you for sharing His love with children like me all around the world by packing a shoebox gift.